people affected by the recall, but the kind of people affected by the recall. Who, after all, are the people willing to take a chance and buy a brand new luxury model? Car mavens. There may have been only a few thousand Lexus owners at that point, but they were car experts, people who take cars seriously, people who talk about cars, people whose friends ask them for advice about cars. Lexus realized that it had a captive audience of mavens, and that if they went the extra mile, they could kickstart a word-of-mouth epidemic about the quality of their customer service. And that's just what happened. The company emerged from what could have been a disaster with a reputation for customer service that continues to this day. One automotive publication later called it the perfect recall. This is the perfect maven trap. Using the recognition that sometimes a specific time or place or situation happens to bring together a perfect maven audience. Here's another example, one that a reader of The Tipping Point, Bill Hardigan, told me about in an email. Hardigan was working for AT&T Financial Services in the early 1970s, right at the moment when the entire industry was first being allowed to market the then unknown IRA, Individual Retirement Account. It was a market AT&T ended up dominating. Why? Because they were the first to find a group of mavens. As Hardigan writes, "The concept of giving your money to an institution until you were at least 59 and a half years old then seemed strange and scary. But one interesting thing about those IRAs, even until the mid-70s, tax breaks were only for the wealthy. This was the exception. Knowing that was our key to success. Target the wealthy? Nope. There are never many of them. They are too hard to see, and the benefits of IRAs probably would be of muted appeal. One potential target group stood out like a sore thumb, though. Teachers. At the time, and to this day, unfortunately, this vital group of professionals was overworked and severely underpaid. No one ever sought the advice of a teacher when the topic was tax breaks and investing. But IRAs allowed teachers many similar benefits that heretofore had only been for the wealthy. It benefited them today and tomorrow. As the great sports writer Red Smith once wrote, "Fighters fight, and teachers? They teach." They quickly caught on to the benefits of what IRAs had to offer them. Just as quickly, human nature took over. For the first time ever, they were able to talk to Johnny's parents about how they handled their money. Talk about grooming an entire market. Still the most brilliant marketing strategy that I have ever been involved with. Is there a way of finding the mavens in every market? I don't know, although I am quite sure that there are readers who will use The Tipping Point as the inspiration to come up with a way. In a world dominated by isolation and immunity, understanding these principles of word of mouth is more important than ever.
This has been a Time Warner Audiobooks production of The Tipping Point, How Little Things Can Make a Big Difference, written by Malcolm Gladwell and read by the author. Produced and directed by Maya Thomas. Text abridged by Kim Grunenfelder and edited by William Whittington. Production coordinated by Dennis Kao. Tape edited, mixed, and mastered by Rick Dasher, North Hollywood Sound. The Tipping Point, How Little Things Can Make a Big Difference, is also available in hardcover from Little Brown & Company.